Republican mayoral candidate Kristen Brown has been careful not to single out any instances where gifts given to city employees may have influenced the course of government, but she says she hears about them while canvassing the city.
Oh, I hear specific examples all the time, but that's just hearsay.
But Mayor Fred Armstrong, completing his fourth term in office, says in more than a decade and a half on the job, no one has offered him perks for his patronage.
I have been in office for going on 16 years, and not one time have any of those people wanted to take me to lunch or do anything in order to get my vote or tell someone to vote for them. Not one time.
Still, Brown says the voters she talks to seem distrustful of their elected leaders and need a greater assurance that city business follows the rules, even if Columbus has to make a rule stricter than state guidelines.
I do think there is there's a lack of confidence and trust on the part of many citizens. It's what I hear when I'm going door to door.
Mayor Armstrong, speaking on WFIU's Ask the Mayor, says Brown is trying to solve a problem that does not exist.
No, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist whatsoever.
Brown says she favors a rule like ones adopted in Indianapolis and at the State House, which limit gifts in excess of a certain value, perhaps $50. She faces Democratic mayoral nominee Priscilla Scalf in next month's election. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.